Let's find out what it says in today's papers now. Here's Fiona Kelly.
After the crime comes the cover-up. What we have seen is evidence tampering on an industrial scale. Those are the words of Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott in response yesterday to the accusation made by international inspectors that those who worked at the crash site of Malaysia Airline flight MH17 in Ukraine damaged the wreckage and failed to collect all the remains of the 298 people on board who died, 28 of whom were Australian. Today's Irish Times leads with this story, while in its lead editorial today, the Irish Examiner writes about the photograph released by authorities in Ukraine yesterday, showing a local policeman and a Dutch investigator keeping their distance from the stench-filled, dirty carriage in which the remains of many of those who died were being transported in black refuse sacks. The piece compares the way in which fragments of humanity had been unceremoniously tossed to scenes depicting the transportation of Jews to Nazi death camps. For its lead story today, the Examiner reports that a management-supported private equity takeover of Ulster Bank is being considered by Royal Bank of Scotland. The Irish Independent leads with another banking-related story in which NAMA claims that Sean Dunn and his wife Gail Killalay have a secret Swiss bank account which was not among the 11 bank accounts declared by Mr Dunn when he filed for bankruptcy in the US last year. The paper reports that NAMA, which is owed €185 million by the former developer, is now taking legal steps in a bid to force him to surrender information about the account. Yesterday's Dublin Circuit Criminal Court hearing, in which the former Fianna Fáil Minister of State, Ivor Callaly, pleaded guilty to 4 charges relating to claims he made for bogus mobile phone expenses, provides the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mail. And the Irish Daily Star leads today with the decision by 25-year-old Sean Kelly, the driver of the car which caused the death of 8 people in Inishowen in 2010, to change his plea to the charge of dangerous driving at Letterkenny Circuit Court yesterday to guilty. The 2-car crash resulted in the biggest loss of life in one single road traffic accident in the history of the state, and many of the 7 young men who were killed in the car with Sean Kelly had known each other since boyhood. Back in the front of the Times, it was reported that Angela Kern's affidavit to the High Court seeking compensation arising from the Public Accounts Committee's investigation into rehab claims that the clerk of the PAC, Ted McEnery, told her that he had tried for months to resist a request to bring the disability group before the committee. But finally, Rory McIlroy's activities off the fairways continue to provide plenty of copy this morning. The Irish Sun and Irish Daily Mirror lead with almost identical headlines. Rory's new birdie, says the Sun, while it's Rory and his new birdie in the Mirror. All of today's papers also cover the meeting which the British Open champion had with Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness. Writing in today's Times, Ronan McGreevy likens yesterday's scene at Stormont to a prize student standing between his favourite uncles. The absence of the claret jug was also explained away by McIlroy, who said that it needed a good clean after the previous night where it had been filled with Jägermeister in a Belfast nightclub, which prompts McGreevy to compare how last year's winner, Phil Mickelson, had filled the same jug with $40,000 a bottle Romani Conti Burgundy, which he describes as the personification of the American country club approach to golf.
The poor old claret jug. Thank you very much for that.